Esther, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Ches. So the king has chosen Esther. Vayas HaMelech Mishteh Gadol L'chol Sarav Va'avodav Eis Mishteh Esther. As he had started the Megillah, when he married Vashti, the king made a great party, which is his way of handling great moments, for all of his officers and his servants, the party, the gala, the banquet of Esther. V'anachol L'amedino Sasa. And he proclaimed an amnesty for the provinces. Baitein Mas Eis Ki Yad HaMelech. And he gave gifts worthy of the king. So he's showing all kinds of positive behavior towards the people because of Esther, which makes the next pasuk that much more baffling. Uvikavet Besulos Sheinis. Then he went out and gathered together the maidens for a second time. Why is he gathering together maidens for a second time? What does he need a beauty pageant for? So some say he's doing that to show how superior Esther is to all of the rest of these second place runners up. That look, compared to them, Esther is head and shoulders above them. Herodotus, the ancient historian from Greece in the 5th century before the Common Era, had a lot of criticism of Persian kings. He said they rotated companions for bed constantly, and he really disapproved of that. Showing that the king was trying to make a second harem of Besulos, but if they're the same ones as before, they're not Besulos anymore. So again, this is highlighting his very low character. U'Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. But while all this is happening, Mordechai is sitting in the king's gate to keep tabs on Esther. Some say Esther suggested that Mordechai could be an advisor for the king. So the king appointed him to judge the people at the gate. The Sha'ar is always the judging place for the Sanhedrin, for the Jewish people. Some point out that he just wanted to keep an eye. What's the plan here from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How about Esther herself? Did she succumb? Was she seduced by the king before she got married? Modern critics all want to say yes. They really hate the idea that Esther is quiet, obedient, passive, in favor of the heroic Vashti, who's dead within the first parak of the Megillah. But it seems that Esther held her personal honor and dignity and regard together as long as she possibly could. And even as Ahasuerus' wife, she holds on to that dignity. Because Chaf, ain Esther Mageras Molarata Esama. Esther, no matter what, still would not be forthcoming about her birth, about her family, her kindred, her people, Kasher Tziva Aleha Mordechai, as Mordechai had commanded upon her, had instructed her. Ves Ma'amar Mordechai Esther Osa Kasher Haisa Ve'amna Ito. And Esther continued to obey Mordechai just as when she was being raised by him. Even though she was the queen, she didn't forget where she came from. And that connection between her and Mordechai is going to be super important because Chaf Aleph by Yomim Haheim, in those days, Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech. Mordechai is sitting by the king's gate. Whether he is doing so at royal bidding or out of abundance of caution, he sat by the king's gate to hear what was going on. Kotzaf, big son, Voseresh, Shnei Sarisei HaMelech, Mishomrei Hasaf. Big son and Seresh, two of the king's chamberlains of the guardians of the threshold, became angry. Kotzaf. They were furious. They were upset. Vayivakshu l'shloach yod b'melech Achashvei Rosh. And they decided to have an assassination attempt. While King Achashverosh and his orange hair were in front of a large group, they decided to try to shoot him down, but they only got him by the ear. Parallel to current events. But Big Son and Seresh feel overlooked. They have access to the king's whereabouts because they're there all the time. And they use their position to threaten the life of the king. Whether or not they were demoted, whether or not they were feeling overlooked or grumpy, or their professors in college taught them to be woke, but they're very upset. Mordechai, it became known to him as a member of the Sanhedrin, he spoke 70 languages. They spoke in their native tongue, but he understood it. They didn't expect him to understand them, Gemara Megillah says. And when he told Esther, the queen, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai. And Esther told the king in Mordechai's name. And we know in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, that it says, anybody who quotes a thing in the name of the one who said it can bring about Geula La'olam to the entire world. A wonderful song by Benny Friedman as part of his Purim album about somebody, call me Shaimer Davar Bishmo. It's a tremendous, tremendous song. Maybe I'll play it at the beginning next time. In any case, Vayivukash HaDavar Vayimotzeis was Pasuk Chof Gimel, last Pasuk in the Perek, Vayitalu Shenehem Al Eit. And so, it became known, and it became found out, and the two of them were hanged by the neck from a tree, which is something that is going to happen frequently in this particular Megillah quite a bit. And so they were hanged by the neck from a tree. And Vayikosev, this is important, B'sefer Divrei HaYomim Lefnei HaMelech. And it was written in the king's book of remembrances before the king. So that way, later on, when the king can't sleep, he will have something to read.